If you want to do something yourself, local solutions for global problems, then we need to talk to some experts. Dr. Joe Muller from the CEN and many other community groups when it comes to clean green energy joins us on the line. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
The Federal Resources Minister, Keith Pitt, doesn't seem to be a fan of solar, telling the ABC the other day, find me a solar panel that works in the dark. What part do they play in clean renewables, and does storing solar power in batteries not work? It would sound as if it doesn't if you're talking to that particular federal politician.
Well, it does work. And if you combine the cost of solar and battery, or solar and pumped hydro storage, it's actually cheaper than coal.
And are there good examples of that working right now? It's not theoretical?
Yes. Well, there is not a plant or whatever which I could name, but there have been many reports now comparing the... It's a complicated matter. It's called levelized cost of energy. So you calculate the cost of the lifetime over the lifetime of something and work out the cost. And solar plus battery is cheaper.
So
it's been published by the CSIRO and by many other organizations.
So what about the big battery bank in South Australia? Is it storing solar power and green power?
Well, the electrons don't know where they come from, so you can't say that exactly. But what they do, they provide a huge number of different services to the grid. Some of them haven't even been existing before. So, for instance, this battery kicked in when there was a disturbance in the net where the other gas-fired power stations didn't even realize what was going on. So there would have been a blackout, but this kicked in within fractions of a second. Only needed to keep it stabilized for a few minutes until all the slower support came back up, and so the grid was safe from a blackout. So these new batteries are fantastic.
So the battery was more nimble than the gas-fired power station?
Maybe 100 times better.
Wow, that's very interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
I hadn't heard that. When it comes to other storage methods, pumped hydro, of course, we're putting all of that money into Snowy 2.0, as they're calling it. Will that also be able to store energy that's produced through solar?
It's not quite as fast, because all this water standing in the pipeline waiting to be turned on, you can't turn it on very quickly, because this would break the pipes. So they have a certain time to ramp up, which is in the order of seconds.
What about at a micro level, having the panels on the roof and the battery in the garage? Still not the way to go?
I'm actually not recommending that at the moment, because the battery in the garage costs a lot of money. So nowadays it seems like if you buy a solar system, it's like you go to McDonald's, get a burger, and they ask you, do you want to have some chips with it? So here they ask you, do you want a battery with it? And my recommendation is to say no, because it doesn't work out financially, whereas solar is a tremendous investment, batteries are not.
So
the other thing is, batteries do not help the environment, because your battery at home does not make a difference. The energy which people say you store them during the day to use them during the night, yes, that's right, but at the moment, as long as we have so much coal-fired power stations in Australia, if you don't have a battery and you feed the electricity back into the grid, which the electricity you have too much, that's actually making these coal-fired power stations running just this little bit slower. So the grid is actually acting like the battery for you. And that's exactly the same impact as storing the solar and using it at night.
ABC Central Coast, we're speaking with energy expert Dr. Joe Muller from the CEN and many other community groups looking to a greener, brighter future, hopefully. But what about getting a fair bang for the buck in relation to that money that's going back into the grid? Are people getting a fair price?
Well, this is really difficult to answer, because there are so many different rates. So there are, for instance, I have heard from people who still get 22 cents per kilowatt hour. But IPART, our regulator for energy, has suggested something like 6 cents per kilowatt hour. They don't make the rules. They only make the recommendations in this regard. But and then the retailers compete. That means as a user, you always have to chase around and look what's the best deal. But even if the deal is bad, like 6 cents per kilowatt hour or so, solar is still one of the best investments one ever can make, because you not only get money for what you feed into the grid, you save the money which you normally pay to the grid for usage of electricity, and that's now in the peak times around 50 cents per kilowatt hour.
Dr. Joe Muller there. Give us a call too. 1300 925 222 is the number. Dennis, you're trying to do your bit with this climate change issue, one of the biggest issues the planet's ever faced, but you're finding it a bit tough. Is that right? You're not getting much traction here locally.
It's interesting. You see, there's a program called Empowering Home Program, which is run by the state government, and you've got to be in a postcode that's eligible for this. It's an interest-free loan of lots of dollars, and I thought, okay, I'll apply for it, and I got on to the people that are going to do the solar for me, and they're not in it because Services New South Wales haven't included them. So these people are clean energy accredited, the only clean energy accredited installers on the Central Coast that I know of, but they can't get access to the system because Services New South Wales sort of say, well, these are the people you can buy from. I mean, I want to put a solar thing on the top and get a battery because I believe I'm going to save money. I will be complaining about the price for the feed-in price, but, you know, it's a local installer. Why can't he get a crack of the whip? Why has it got to be elsewhere? Thank you for giving me the time to flip my cool about it.
I understand completely. I reckon there'd be a few other people out there cheering you on. We'll see if we can get some answers.
Okay, thanks, Scott.
The Parliamentary Secretary for the Central Coast, Adam Crouch, good morning. Firstly, what solar rebates are on offer to people on the Central Coast?
Yeah, look, as Dennis said, the New South Wales State Government is doing a pilot program called Empowering Homes. Now, I need to stress it's actually a pilot program that Energy Minister Matt Keane announced in February. So it runs for a 12-month trial. It's actually quite significant. As Dr. Muller was saying before, the cost of batteries is still quite high. And so the New South Wales Government got a $14,000 interest-free loan, which is repayable over a term of about 8 years. So it's a long-term payback prospect. And that can be used towards putting in new solar panels plus a battery system. There's also a $9,000 option towards retrofitting a battery system to an existing solar system. And that can be repayable for up to 10 years. So interest-free loan for 10 years, effectively, to put this in. And like everything, Scott, we know that demand drives the market prices down in a lot of cases. So, you know, this is a good trial that the government's running. And it was interesting what Dennis said about he had contacted one of the Clean Energy Council members. So I'd be keen to get their details because, again, it is a pilot program. So this is the sort of feedback I'd really like to get to Minister Keane to say, look, you know, we've got providers, and I'm sure this is happening all across New South Wales, probably not just unique to the Central Coast. So if I can get those details from Dennis.
Yeah, sure, Will. I think, you know, and good on him. He's trying to buy a local, and, yep. and he's saying, if I read it right, he's saying that he can get the 14 grand for the battery and the panels, but he wanted a local provider
like
to do
one.
The work.
Yeah, my understanding, Scott, is that it was put out for companies who are members of the Clean Energy Council to apply to be part of the pilot program, whether the company on the Central Coast missed that window. But again, love to know who they are, and I can put their details forward to Minister Keane, because if the pilot program's successful, which I suspect it will be, moving forward, this could be great opportunities for local companies like this one on the Central Coast to benefit from it. And Central Coast people would much prefer to spend their money with a Central Coast company.